Welcome back, folks, once again to Republic of Texas Radio. It is October 29th, 2023, and our guest today is Deborah Tavares, and just an early Halloween scare for y'all. You know, what she presents to us, you know, should not make us feel comfortable. Unfortunately, this woman has done deep, you know, she's dove deep and done some research and has been doing this for a long time. Unfortunately, she knows what she speaks about. And with that, I'll quit blathering and let's get back, Deborah.
Alan, I thank you for that. But as everyone might be feeling overwhelmed with what they're hearing, understand, I have been overwhelmed along this journey of realizing what is being done to us. I, like many people, have suffered bouts of PTSD because of the enormity of what these documents tell us. And I can say that one of the benefits of wrapping your head around some of this is so that you don't become disabled mentally as we face more and more horrific destruction by energy weapon systems that are being used on us. I want to say right now about the fires, understand that the energy is calibrated. Just like every structure, every human, every animal, everything has its own unique frequency. And those that are controlling the energy and destroying our towns and cities can literally dial in what they want to hit. Again, people keep saying the trees don't look burned, but I will tell you, the trees are all compromised. They're dead and dying. We saw many trees that were burned here in many of the fires in Northern California that were burned from the inside out, and they hurriedly cleaned up the crime scenes. One of the typical things that you'll hear with all of the fires that are now destroying communities worldwide with the use of directed energy weapons and scalar wave energy and HAARP and everything else that's being thrown at us and the dustification, is that typically, which was the same thing that happened here, that happened in Lahaina. What was that? Well, here in 2017, there was no pre-announcement of the fire. There was no warning. Cell phones were all incapacitated. Again, this is asymmetric warfare. So the communication was taken down. The huge water tanks that were at the top of a mountain of a very multi-million dollar home community just happened to be empty. They were retrofitting them for earthquake. So there was no water in the hydrants. But the water in the hydrants would not have mattered. You cannot fight microwaves with water. Think about the Teslas and the lithium-ion batteries that explode. Think about the use of electric vehicles and scooters that are being charged in apartment buildings. And you're not hearing about the fires that are resulting from these weapons called lithium-ion batteries. All fires, electric fires. In fact, there was a tanker off the coast of Portugal months back that was delivering a load of electric vehicles. And when they catch on fire, it causes a thermal runaway. And after 15 days of burning, that freighter finally sunk. Buses here. They're now bringing in buses that have lithium-ion batteries on the roofs of the buses. And they're heating us with microwave during hot days where they're telling us our temperatures are 80, but you go out and you feel it's hotter because it is. They're introducing microwaves and being disguised in heat. These are documents. These are patents. And buses are exploding. People can't get out. They don't see the smoke or the precursor before the explosion. You can look online, type in Europe, and look at the bus explosions from the lithium-ion batteries. Your cities are transitioning you into weapons that are directed to kill you as they want you out of your cars into public transportation using electrification of everything and lithium ion batteries. We recently discovered the Salton Sea, 2 hours south of Los Angeles, is now being mined for lithium. Did you know that? It is being mined, and it is one of the most severely potential locations for seismic activity in the United States, because it's on geothermal. It's on fault lines, and they're mining it now for lithium. They cause earthquakes, too, but not just by that. We have the Mayacamas Mountains here. We have the geothermal operation here in Sonoma County. I used to always wonder why the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense was here at meetings. I couldn't understand what brought them here to Sonoma County, because along the journey of not understanding what I was seeing in full, it's because they're operating the geothermal operation. They're pumping up all of our wastewater 40 miles and injecting into these drills of over 8,000 feet in depth in a geothermal where Native Indigenous people used to go and seek health consequences. Earthquakes are every day there at the geothermal operation on the mountain. Just, I can see it out my window. Earthquakes constantly from this operation. Constantly. So let me get back into some of the health consequences that you all are facing. And this is just a quick read of some of the health symptoms from all wireless devices, including the military weaponization of the atmosphere, which is a component of the chemtrails or geoengineering. For some reason, I get bashed when I don't use the word geoengineering. But I don't think that most people understand that it's overhead aerosolized death dumps being sprayed on us by the military and by other countries. So let's be clear. Let's use the right words. So we're all suffering from different levels of confusion and short-term memory loss, inability to focus, brain fog, sluggish thinking, difficulty concentrating, headaches and migraines and vision disruptions and eye problems. You know that's all intentional? All of it. It includes the use of the lighting as well. The lighting now that we are using in our homes is reducing our melatonin, so we can't get into the deep required sleep to recover from all these assaults. In fact, did you know that they amp up the cell phone towers between 2 and 4 a.m. in the morning? And that's why so many people are getting up and having to urinate, because they're being awakened, usually within the REM sleep period of time. Did you know that? So eye pain and cataracts, all of this is caused. Headache and chest pressures, allergies, difficulty breathing. I was going over this in the murder chart in the first hour that is inside the sustainable development plans that you can find for yourself in your community. Nightmares and night sweats, insomnia, dizziness, disorientation, balance problems, anxiety. I'm going to add this. Recently, I was looking up the word ageism, and I found the definition of ageism in a United Nations document. And it said that there's a substantial problem with too many young people and too many older people, and that this must be remedied, that those groups are a scourge. This was in their document. This is their word, a scourge upon society. So they're targeting the youth. They're targeting everybody, but they're targeting the youth and the older folks, people over 60. That's what it said in the document. So I move along with these symptoms that we're all facing. Disorientation. Many people are having balance problems. Lots of vertigo. People are then taking individual pills because their doctors learned from Rothschild, the medical association of death. You know that. And you're taking pills for everything. People are feeling suicidal. tension, inability. That's why radio shows and information like this can help you emotionally. Because as you start to understand the enormity of what we face, and we can communicate together, we have a sense of understanding. And for the most part, that's difficult these days. Most people are already gone. Their brains have already been hive-minded, and we'll talk about that. But depression and suicide and nervousness, seizures, again, I talked about vertigo, nausea, vomiting, flu-like symptoms. So go get your flu shot, right? Go get it. That's what they're telling you to do right now. Digestive difficulty. Go take antacids, right? Isn't that what they tell you? Many people are having nosebleeds and massive hair loss, rapid aging, skin problems, rashes. Many people are itching all over their bodies. Skin irritation and dryness, ringing or buzzing in our ears. They're calling that tendonitis. No, it's frequencies. Ear pain, bedwetting, urinary problems, electromagnetic harassment, stalking, and mind control. I've discussed this over the years. I have known many individually targeted individuals that were the beginnings of the experimentation in the use of frequencies and weapon systems and mind control. We're seeing this happen in the one-op lone gunmen throughout this country, where we're hearing briefly that they were hearing voices in their head. And then we're hearing the report, well, they're mentally ill. No. They have been put through programs, and they are mind-controlled. They are lone assassins waiting to be targeted to target us. Understand this. The military and black ops groups have done this to us, okay? So they've been controlling our thoughts and directing our physical actions. V2K, which again is voice to skull. Violent behaviors. We're seeing massive violent behaviors. People have frequencies running through their veins, electricity running through their veins, autism, ADHD, weakened immune systems, physical weakness of pain, high blood pressure, leg cramps, shutdowns of our cells for cellular death. This is what's happening. Changes in our genetic makeup, you seeing that? DNA breakage, EMF causes mercury and dental fillings and vapor leaking. Yes, it does. All been set up, behavioral problems in children, pets. People are RFID chipping their pets. What on earth are we doing this for? The inhumane societies are chipping, vaccinating all of our pets. Those chips are RFID frequency transponders. And they say, well, you can find your pet if it's lost. No, your pet is dying. Not only are they suffering from all of your wireless in your homes and your cell phones and your smart meters and all of these smart gadgetries that you have in your home, but you've chipped them. You've chipped them. And the pets are getting sick. There are depopulation policies for our animals. Did you know that? Well, I've found them. And I will be posting those here soon on stopthecrime.net, so you know. But the animals are being targeted as well. Chronic fatigue, exhaustion, lethargy. Aren't we all feeling some of those things? Unusual family conflicts, yep. We have infertility, absolutely. Birth defects. Lifespan decreases by 8 or plus more years. And that's minimally. Heart attacks, pacemakers. Do you know that pacemakers can be targeted with frequencies, and that's why you're told not to go through the TSA when you go to the airports and so forth? Or in some instances, when you walk through doorways in box doors that are open up automatically, can affect pacemakers. They can kill you by sending directed energy weapons. Do you know that I have friends that are having dialysis? Do you know that they have to watch the temperature of the dialysis as it's going into their bodies because they can heat it up remotely? Did you know that? We have to watch out for one another. We can't send one another into these circumstances without being a visual advocate for one another. Worsening existing poor health. Demineralization, a big problem here in the United States. Reducing the minerals. We need minerals. Going on, asthma, itching. I talked about that. Kidney damage, a big problem. Kidney damage, a big, big problem. Lots of kidney failures going on as well. So this is just a few on the list that you can, the symptom list that you can download from stopthecrime.net. Certainly there are many more things I can add to that, but this is a nice beginning just to understand. So now I'm going to go into some patents, things you need to know, things that are horrific, horrific. So here's a patent. Here's the number. A, D is in dog, A0553999. Now, the patent says on the front, exposure of primates for 1 year to electric and magnetic fields associated with ELF, that's extremely low frequencies, in communication systems. So in order to get the grant funding to build the buildings that they needed to build for this very lengthy experiment, they had to come up with a reason, and of course that was because they were looking at the effects of people that were in submarines for long durations of time. But what this study found, and this is horrific, and you need to be aware of this because the military knows, and what happened when they blasted the monkeys with the extremely low frequencies and the intramagnetics for 1 year, they fattened them up. They increased in weight. So the evidence is largely unknown in the causal effect of obesity plague. The United States is fat. We're obese. They've created an entire industry over the use of frequencies to make us fat. 60 hertz power grid weight gain. What effects on weight might RF have? Well, look at us. The U.S. Air Force has been the ones that have looked into this. Okay? A massive industry.
And Deborah, these are like the Gwin towers, right? You know,
it's
extremely
low.
Beyond that point. Yeah.
Yeah, this is extremely low frequencies, and they can come in through your windows based on the proximity to cell towers. Extremely low frequencies can be mitigated. I can say to those that are listening, when there's direct targeting of individuals, they can literally hit a specific person in a household because that is the capability of direct targeting now. And I'm going to go into some more patents, but you can reduce some of the frequencies that come in through your windows. Years back, we used to use metal screens on half of the windows, and then those were replaced by fiberglass. Many people that are high-value targets that are targeted more than others have had some relief with putting stetsers to return the dirty electricity out of the wiring in their homes, which is also used to kill you in your homes. Your homes are death homes because what they can do, and one of the most unacknowledged aspects of delivering deadly frequencies to us, is dirty electricity that travels through the air off the power lines into your interior wires in your homes and doesn't need a connection. It can travel through the air into your bodies. So if you are sleeping on metal box spring mattresses, if you are wearing belt buckles of metal or you have metal in your pockets or jewelry, you are going to be further hit with frequencies because that is all an antenna system. And I have an email blast out just before they did that horrific national test on October 4th, where we had this massive alert system. It is recommended, by the way, to turn your alerts off because of the frequencies that are pulsed through your weapons, which many people use and call cell phones. They are weapons. I did an interview with Barry Trower years back. I called that interview The Cooking of Humanity. We are being cooked. I would urge you all to listen to that interview. I will say this about that interview. Sadly, there was the lack of knowledge expressed during that interview that we had a government that you could appeal to stop the increased frequencies. We have no such thing. The telecommunications are in control, and in the 1996 Telecommunication Act, there was a little-known law that no one would ever be able to prevent the sighting of a tower, a cell tower, or any type of anything due to health concerns, because there are no health concerns, they're telling us. They're only slaughtering us with a silent weapons frequency system. So don't go to your city.
Deborah, they call this non-ionizing radiation, right? Because if you can't, you know, it's like if you took the door off your microwave and turned it on, it's like, you know, you're going to cook yourself. But if you don't feel the effects over a certain amount of time, they say, oh, it's not doing any harm. But long-term exposure to this ionizing radiation, which they call it non-ionizing, but it does have its effects, correct? Over long-term exposure.
Yes, absolutely. People don't understand what those words even mean. Just boil it down like this. You should not use a microwave, period. They leak. They're dangerous. They're bad. They're very bad.
When they first came out, they called them radar ranges, and then they figured out, it's like, well, people figured out that radar wasn't a good thing, so they changed the name to microwaves.
Well, that's exactly true, and we're being slaughtered by lack of knowledge. So I want to talk about this. This is extremely important. We're seeing this happening right now, and we're seeing what they call the Iron Dome that is used over Israel right now. In fact, the Iron Dome is a dome that is used over many areas throughout the country, and we're going to go over that. This is an article that I'm looking at that was written by the New York Times in the newspaper. This is going to bring many of you back to what we faced, and I'm tying this into scalar waves because we're going to discuss scalar wave weapon systems that most people are completely unaware of, an added weapon system where they can literally calibrate and directly hit whatever frequency structure they want to. Let's call it bridges. Let's call it
the Twin
reservoirs.
Towers on 9/11.
Absolutely. So here we go. The heading of this article from the New York Times is called Deadly Heat Dome in the United States, in the U.S. Dangerous temps, heavy wildfire smoke marches across our continent. The treacherous 1-2 punch of heat and fire aggravated by burning of oil and gas. Okay, our fault. We're burning fossil fuels. Scorched a large swath, I'll throw it in there, our petroleum never did come from dead dinosaurs. We need to understand that. So they're telling us that these fires caused by us scorched a large swath of North America, killing at least 15 people. This was when this article was written. But many more will die in the long term because, of course, the effects of all the smoke and the emotional stress of forced relocation. That has untold. We lost many people after the fires here in 2017 who just died from the emotional stress and smoke. And so they're saying in the United States, sickening countless others died, closing schools and testing basic services that remain unprepared for the new perils of summer. New perils. In the United States, a heat dome stretched from Texas to Florida, all the way up to the tip of Missouri, ratcheting up the heat index, a combination of temperature and humidity, to above 110 degrees Fahrenheit in some places. You might remember some of the temps in Death Valley, much higher than that, historical temps, but exacerbated, I will say, by microwaves. Understand that. They say no immediate respite was in sight, and temperatures were projected to climb 15 to 20 degrees above normal in much of the region through that period of time. And in the coming days, they talked about a new heat dome was expected to form over California and Sacramento and the San Joaquin Valley, a region where thousands of farm workers labor outdoors for hours, are under excessive heat warnings, said our controlled National Weather Service misrepresentation and lying to us about weather. A taken weather reporting service. Understand that. They go on to say in Toronto, the air quality was the worst in the world as wildfire smoke from other parts of Canada blanketed the city and wafted swiftly southward to the eastern United States in a toxic soup. And in Washington, D.C., they said, the National Gallery closed its outdoor sculpture garden due to air quality. So let's talk about this. We all need to know this. We all must say this. Scalar waves. Remember that. Remember scalar waves. Nothing in the air is safe with scalar weapons. This is important. Anything on the ground, because any building can be penetrated and the inside contents destroyed from either narrower or wider crossed beams. And I will say there is nowhere to hide, and at this point there is no shielding. We can shield other types of frequencies. People are using Faraday cages. They're using mission darkness bags. You might want to get one to throw your weapon called a cell phone in. But there is nowhere to hide from these scalar beams. And this is the dome that is now over Israel. And let's talk about what this does. Because the scalar beams can be sent by aircraft or satellite, or even from the government unidentified flying objects of Russia, Britain, Australia, and America. And these are optimal weapons for invading. We are under invasion. Understand that. We are being invaded. They go on to tell us that a Tesla shield protecting the military target can be made of three or more concentric shields that would produce multiple electromagnetic pulsed energy and severe heating of anything which enters it. These eccentric shields can clean up and sterilize gamma radiation resulting from explosion of nuclear warheads. Some of this scalar can be used for good, but it is not. And because Tesla, even in the 1920s, created a protective three-dimensional shield or a dome, and he literally utilized and tested this, and it went through the entire Earth and caused an earthquake. Do you remember that about Tesla? Well, if you don't, then you need to know that now. So instead of causing the target to explode, which narrows more intense cross beams, with a wider, more encompassing beam, could form a large plasma shell outside something to be protected, the iron domes, and the domes that are cooking us in this country. So multiple layers can be nested together in of different types of plasma, which would ensure nothing could penetrate a protected target's ground space or airspace. The Russians can take a Tesla shield and can make a Tesla shield 200 miles wide. And these large luminous plasma shields have been witnessed by sailors over the oceans. And I hear a break coming on.
Here's our bottom of the hour break, Deborah. Yeah, folks, hang on. We'll be back with Deborah Tavares here after the break. Hang on, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alright, welcome back, folks. Welcome back once again, folks, to Republic of Texas Broadcasting here. Once again, Steve is on sabbatical because we're going to let Deborah talk. I will say, folks, you know, that this is not just an American thing. This is not just happening to us. With the advent of the internet and all the global cooperation, you know, we've got, you know, military bases in damn near every planet, you know, country on the planet at this point in time. You know, the cabal that's in power, you know, it's not just the United States. You have to look at it as a global cabal. You know, we are the military branch. You know, the banking branch is the City of London. You know, the religious branch is the Vatican. You know, that is true, folks. This is going on, but it's not just in our country that this is happening. We hear a lot more about it, you know, those of us that listen to the right sources, but this is happening everywhere. People are being controlled, and this should not make you feel warm and fuzzy. That wasn't the intent of this program today, but to slap you in the face with some of the reality. This woman knows what she's talking about. It, you know, she has researched as darkly and deeply as she can into what's actually happening, and it shouldn't make you feel warm and fuzzy. But this woman, she knows what she's talking about, been listening to her for a long time. She's been doing this, you know, to her own detriment at times. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm sure she's been banned and, you know, and kind of an outcast amongst the normies of this world. But I'll shut up and let Deborah, you know, do this last segment here. And go on, Deborah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again, Alan. So I want to talk about a few things that are extremely important with what we're seeing with the severe fluctuation in heat and cold. So we have to understand that when energy is manufactured artificially, it can be made into different modes, pulse modes, energy extraction modes, explosive modes. An explosive extraction makes a sharp cooling of all heated energy and is extracted out of the air back to the transmitter. This can make everything and everyone frozen. Now you can go back and you can research the marathon in China a couple of years ago, where dozens froze to death during a marathon. Froze. What about the freeze in Texas? Absolutely. This type of energy used preserves machines and buildings, but not people. It is, if a burning energy is sent to a target, we are seeing now human spontaneous combustion, because we're all filled with heavy metals. Why do you think you keep hearing people say they're detoxing from heavy metals? There's no ability to continue detoxing to the extent that we're getting these metals dumped in and on us from every possible direction, from the air, the water, the food. So human spontaneous combustion, look that up. It's happening. It was even observed during the 9/11 of the takedown and dustification of the towers. They witnessed someone just disappear. Poof, dustification, gone. So we have to understand that intense globe scent can cause the electronics to dud out in planes, helicopters, or missiles, causing them to malfunction and crash. What are we seeing? How many plane crashes and helicopters are we now seeing crash in the United States? Think about it. Because what we have is deployed energy weapons, or DEWs, that they're called. When you think of them as DEWs, D-E-W, which everyone is saying, please always emphasize the D for directed. Remember that. Directed. These are directed. And they're all in place, including advanced mobile laser, mobile, and radio frequency systems. Russia has directed energy weapons based on both high-energy lasers and millimeter-wave microwave systems that threaten friendly assets such as planes, vehicles, and fused weapons dependent on electronics. So when you hear that the United States needs to send old, dilapidated, really unusable war equipment, tanks and planes and missiles, to help a country fend off what we're seeing happening now, that's just the using up of weapons that are no longer necessary. It's all frequency now. But it continues the illusion of the type of war-fighting equipment that is keeping everyone content and unaware that it's now all frequencies. It's all frequencies.
Yeah, hey folks, you remember the highway of death right after the Iraq-Kuwait war?
Yes, I do.
There were miles and miles of vehicles, just vehicles that were scorched. There wasn't one of them that wasn't scorched and burnt. That was directed energy weaponry.
Absolutely. We're seeing those in all the fires. Everywhere. And we're seeing a stand down of our fire police and sheriffs here, as we saw here during the 2017, where we lost over 5,000 homes, a stand down. But we heard one thing during those fires and the aftermath. The firefighters were saying they've never seen fires that hot and traveling that fast. And do you know,
burning concrete?
No one,
yeah,
was,
right.
But Alan, no one was asking the question, if they haven't seen fires like that in 30 years of firefighting, what kind of fires are they fighting? So I ask all of you, these are not wild fires. So we need to understand that scalar waves.
This is like, putting water on a lithium fire, on a lithium battery fire. Lithium reacts very violently with water. It makes it burn more intensely.
You know? Absolutely. So scalar waves are now being used to tap into normal communications, even encrypted communications. There is no way in which you can hide your communications. So we're going to get into this because people need to get into this, and I'm feeling like I'm running out of time and I want to hit some patents. So this is a patent, and this is the description of a patent, and it's called Brainwave Monitors and Analyzers. analyzers, excuse me. When the brainwave pattern of an individual is detected from the use of one or numerous types of detectors, such as a satellite, these brainwave signals in your brain are sent to a monitor with a computer. These brainwave patterns are interpreted through a brainwave vocabulary that records the thoughts into words. I want you to think about this. What is you're thinking in your head is now recordable into words. This is a very long time ago, by the way. The NSA monitors the brain waves of their targets by satellite, and they decode the evoked potentials that the brain emits. So using lasers, satellites, and high-powered computers and drones, the agencies have now gained the ability to decipher human thoughts, and from a considerable distance, almost instantaneously. So free will is over. The idea that you have privacy of thought in your brain, that's over. Understand, it's over. Now we have to try to figure out how we protect one another, because we must figure that out, or we're all dead. So let's go over some of the synthetic telepathy and remote neuromonitoring and the use of 5G and satellite harassment and some patents for neurological weapons and warfare systems. Understand, I have watched many people being hit and tracked and monitored relentlessly, trying to escape. They're called targeted individuals. Well, you are all now targeted. All of us. We can see that now with the enormity of the weather weapons being used across our country. Make no mistake, we're being slaughtered. In fact, before I get into the patents, because I did post this on stopthecrime.net in an email blast out, so you can go and read these patents for yourself. I will go over a few, but I want to emphasize so many things, and I feel my time is running out, but I want to talk about some of the patents and what they can do, and they can produce a desired brain state via magnetic waves. So they can make you do what you don't want to do. You are becoming a robot. Don't think of a puppet with strings. Think of a puppet with frequencies. No strings, frequencies. Weapons with integrated targeting systems to locate targets, us. There is absolutely nowhere to hide. And these patents talk about how it damages and disrupts electronics and biological entities, us, and physical structures. Again, all of our infrastructure can be hit with weapons, and they are. This is what weapons do when they pulsate against structures or buildings. They collapse because everything is energy. Everything. So they can also subliminally manipulate emotions via remotely directed audio waves and remote neurological control via sets of low frequencies and waves that are beamed at our brains. Our brain is the victory for war. The takeover of our brains, the victory now. Forget the land grabs. Well, that's happening too. And the theft of resources, all happening, just all massively at one time. But the greatest victory and the greatest plan is to take over our minds. And we're seeing that happening. So I want to just talk about precision targeting again, precisely being able to target, which they do. And I've often said in the past, it's just like a horrific video game that we're in. And it is, because we're being played remotely. And there is no way to hide. We can be tracked. I remember in some of the documents I read, if you are alive and you are breathing and they are hunting for you, they will find you. It doesn't matter if you're underground. It doesn't matter where you think you can hide, because we have already have micro dust in our bodies. We're already filled with many, many things. We have the self-replicating nanowires of Morgellons. Many of you may know about that. They're already in all of us worldwide. Certainly Clifford Carnicom was the man who brought that to our attention years ago. And we could test that with a small cigarette package size combination light, and a magnifying glass. And we can hold that on our skin, and we can see these luminescent wires under our skin. Some of these wires emerge, causing people tremendous agony. Did you know that? This is Morgellons. This is the foundational building of controlling us inside and changing the interior of our bodies. Done. It's done. So we have to, we have brain-to-brain harvesting and harvesting our energy no matter where you are. Again, you can be found. So we're hearing about synthetic biology. My friend Alana Freeland, you need to get her books. Please order her books. Alana Freeland, listen to her videos.
Yep.
She is amazing, and you need to understand what you face. Again, if nothing more than to emotionally be able to handle as best possible. We're being moved into universal basic income. We're being forced. Cities now are not in control of their build-outs. In other words, being that I'm a former land developer with my husband in Southern California, what is happening right now in our cities, we're all seeing it happen, where they're building 5-story, 4-lease buildings all over. The buildings vary in sizes, certainly dependent on the density that they can build out on a property or a lot. But you can see 85-unit buildings. You can see 200-unit, 4-lease housing. We're seeing 4-lease. All of this is being built by out-of-state builders using slave labor building teams and not hiring local builders. We have many local builders that are protesting in front of these buildings because they're not able and won't pay the cost of $50 an hour plus to hire union workers, union builders. They're paying far less, bringing these folks in that really don't know construction as they need to. But all of it is temporary. Housing is not needed for long because we are going to be forced into the FEMA zones. I recently discussed finding the new FEMA zone intention, and what is happening with the use of weather weapons targeting our infrastructure, in particular our water infrastructure and sewage infrastructure. You can hear all over the world sewage breaches, raw sewage going into the rivers and creeks and oceans, all over. It's being blamed on climate change. No, they are absolutely destroying our infrastructure. What cities did I find in the United States that are going to be abandoned? Would it surprise you if I told you St. Louis is going to be abandoned? I did an entire show on the new FEMA zone guidelines, and people will be forced to relocate because they will not have access to failing infrastructure of water due to climate change. Let's get it right. Directed energy weapons forcing shutdowns of massive cities. How about Buffalo, New York? Does that even sound possible? There's a city in Tennessee.
Folks, remember years ago hearing about that they were traveling around to elementary schools and teaching children how to drink out of a toilet? Do you remember that little mind control experiment they were doing? Go on. I'm sorry, Deborah.
No, but I can tell you that we will be. We will be drinking out of reused water, wastewater treatment, if we can even access that. They're experimenting. So what we had here a couple of years ago in a town 20 minutes from where I am, they were charging people $1,000 a day if they dared put a drop of water on any outdoor landscaping. All the lawns in this affluent community of Healdsburg in Northern California, you can look it up, all the grass was brown in the municipal water supply areas. We're not talking about well water. we're talking about in the municipal water supply. Do you know why, have you heard this new scientific study that just came out? Because we were in a moratorium for well drilling. They would not allow new wells to be drilled. Well, okay, so they lifted the moratorium. Now the well drilling applications are thousands of dollars more than they ever were before, and you have to get an environmental impact study. And do you know why you will never be able to drill a well again from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean? Because there's this new science that just came out that groundwater pumping from, again, from the western United States and including India is causing the earth to tilt. Please don't continue to believe this horrific inability to access water. So now we can't drill. Do you think that well drillers will risk losing their well drilling rigs that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and help put in wells for people that are able to get to primary water? Most well drillers don't even know how or what primary water is. So for those of you maybe in the East Coast areas on larger parcels of land, if you do not yet have moratoriums against well drilling, and you can educate a well drilling outfit to find and get you to primary water, you must do that. You don't drill the same way. Well, you drill. It looks like you're putting in a regular well, but you're drilling in an area where a dowser has located where the water is, or a well witcher, and you drill. Now the well team will come out and they'll say, well, we can set up our rig more easily over here. And many landowners or people that don't understand water will say, okay, drill over there if that's easier. Well, they're getting to upper aquifer water that is replenished by rain and snowmelt. That is not primary water. This is why they're talking about subsidence when the land sinks. And they're saying, oh, we're over pumping. The land is sinking. It's because it's not replenished by primary water. We never needed the California aqueduct. Did you know that? We never needed to build dams and reservoirs that now we're realizing are weapons. It's pent-up energy called water. And when these dams are blown, look at the destruction that this pent-up energy is causing. So people will say to me, Deborah, where can we live to be safe? Well, there is really nowhere to hide. But you certainly would not want to live below grade of a dam.
Deborah, real quick here, if I can step in real quick, because a lot of times I called in a little early today, and a lot of times my phone service only gives me 2 hours, so I might blank out. So I will say right now, Deborah, we will look to possibly, if I can, having you back in the future. Thank you for listening, folks. This isn't a touchy-feely feel-good. This is reality. This woman has studied it in depth. Is everything 1,000% true? No, she's doing the best she can with what information she's been able to gather. So if I drop off, Deborah, I just want to say, you know, thanks, folks, for listening. We will try to have Deborah back again in the future. And so if I drop off, Deborah, just talk till the end of the show. When you hear the music, that'll be it.
I will. How much more time do I have?
We've got about 5 or 6 minutes here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Alan. And I do look forward to coming on the show again with you. We all have to work together.
Because we just scratched the surface, basically.
Yeah, I'm in defense of humanity, and I'm horrified with what I see happening. And I know that there are very smart, capable people that might be able to allow us to hold on a little bit longer, throw some more sticks in the cog here, slow it down a little bit. So thank you, Alan, and I'll continue on. So, very important to understand the enormity of the takeover of our minds. There are certainly patents for all kinds of things, for methods for remotely determining information relating to a person's emotional state. They can figure out from a distance your emotional state. And again, they can make voices emanate from individuals who do not intend or realize it. So, and it's a ventriloquist effect as well. They can actually create your own voice and set you up for a pre-crime. Did you know that? That's why we've got to stick together. We've got to understand, because we're going to have snitches all over this country. They're right now creating water community snitches, people that overuse a renewable resource called water that they think is finite and we're running out. So if you have a green lawn that's visible to your neighbors as they continue to create the illusion that we're running out of water, your neighbors, all they need to do is take a photograph of your address and the crime that you've committed with water, something being watered outside, and they send that to code enforcement, and you get fined and penalized for that. Did you know that? You have to reduce your water use. There's a percentage. It varies in different areas. But you can look at your sustainable development adopted policies and understand they're fast-tracking, massively fast-tracking climate mobilization. And they are hiring consultants. In fact, I found a consultant firm, an international consultant firm called RICON, R-I-C-O-N. It's Oakland-based. They're sending these paid hitman teams into our communities to fast-track the community's commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. That's spilling over into the requirements of retrofitting your homes. Buildings and transportation are the biggest problem, they say, in causing the weather to change. That's what they're selling us. So what are they going to do? Now, retrofitting is not necessarily a bad thing, but can people afford it? Such as new roofs, insulation, electrifying everything, eliminating gas, all new electric appliances and water heaters. Do you know that you have to upsize your electric panel when you do this? A few thousand dollars. Certainly dual pane windows, not a bad idea, a good thing to do if you can afford it. But do not use the low-E windows. Investigate them. They start fires. Did you know that the Department of Energy is behind the use of some of these low-E windows? And then in the late afternoon, in the heat of the day when the sun is shining on those windows, there is an effect similar to that of a magnifying glass. And houses, when these beams are directed, it's burning up cars or burning up your next-door house.
And unfortunately,
stopthecrime.net.
Up on the end here. I did get dropped, but I came back. Folks, this wasn't supposed to make you feel warm and fuzzy. And we'll see if we can have Deborah back. Deborah, thank you for being here. And, hopefully we can have you back here sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. I feel it important for people to understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Everyone,
for listening, please go to stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and toxicsky.org, and spread Michael Murphy's unconventional gray far and wide. Watch it to the very, very end. You'll recognize many people that he interviewed.
And thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you again so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Deborah. And a dose of reality, folks. We'll be back next week, and if y'all want to talk about it next week, we'll be taking calls. Steve should be back, and we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good weekend. What's left of it.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.